Welcome to the My Journey to Fearless podcast with me, Laura Dixon. I'm here to show you that you don't have to keep settling for your crappy day job that means you're living the same average day over and over again. Every week I'll be sharing inspiration, practical tips and my own story to help you plan your escape so that you can stop settling and start living your most amazing life. So let's begin. In this episode, I want to talk about the three biggest mistakes I see people making when trying to find their purpose and passion so that they can leave their job. I've talked to hundreds of women about this, and the same things keep coming up again and again. So let me tell you what they are, why they're a mistake, and what you should be doing instead. So mistake number one, relying on free challenges for the answers. Free challenges are great. And if they're run by someone who really values helping people, then you can learn so much from them. But just let me go over a few things to make sure you understand why people run free challenges. People run free challenges so that they can sell you something at the end. In simple terms, that's it. They have something to sell, so they run a free challenge to get people excited about that topic, and then they tell you about what they have for sale. And there's nothing wrong with this. Some free challenges will be amazing and you'll take away so much knowledge and so many mindset shifts. Some will be less helpful and people might not share very much that you already don't know or that helps you. But just be aware, no matter how amazing free challenges are, they are designed to teach you what you need to know or what you're not doing and why you should do it, so the changes it will help you achieve. But they're not designed to tell you how to do it, because the person doing the challenge wants you to buy their course or product to learn how. So have you ever taken a free challenge and loved it, but then afterwards you've lost momentum and the excitement, and then you haven't really taken any action? Well, that's not your fault. That's because the action the challenge was designed to get you to take was to buy the thing that they were selling, not to take action on what you've learned, as they didn't give you the how. So how could you know what to do once the challenge was over? So if the answer is yes, and you've taken free challenges and then not really taken any action afterwards, it's not your fault. It's just how the challenges are designed. So challenges are great. They get you motivated. You meet other people on the same journey as you, and you learn what you need to do and why you need to do it. But you won't get all of the answers you're looking for from relying on free challenges alone. To get the answers you need, you can Google every single step and work out how to do it yourself. You can buy the thing that they're trying to sell you, or you can find someone else who can help you. Mistake number two, filling your brain with too much stuff. So this kind of follows on from number one. Are you guilty of doing these things just like I was? Listening to all the podcasts, which is quite ironic because you're listening to a podcast about it right now. Reading all the books, signing up for every single freebie you can get your hands on. Like whenever you see someone recommend a book, you add it to your Amazon wishlist, and now your wishlist is just like a big library of books that you hope to read one day and nothing else. That's what mine looks like. And when someone tells you about a podcast, you search for it and subscribe and intend to listen, but you just have so many there that you can't possibly listen to them all. So you start to feel pressured by the number of these things you have waiting for your attention rather than enjoying them. Yes? You're definitely not alone. I did this back in 2017 when I was stuck in a job I hated and I was trying to figure out how to get out of there. In fact, I added books to my wishlist back then that I've added again since because I'd forgotten they were even on there. So if this is you and you're filling your brain full of as much information as you can trying to figure this out, then keep listening. You might think this is a good idea. Learning is good, right? Information is good. Well, yes, but you can flood yourself with so much information that you get overwhelmed, you overthink everything, and you never make any progress. So let me take a little aside for a minute. I like to think of finding your passion and purpose as a jigsaw puzzle. You need to find all of the pieces of the puzzle and then put them together in a way that makes sense for you. But the difference to a normal jigsaw puzzle is that all of the puzzle pieces in this case are in our heads. So the good news is you already have all of the pieces of the puzzle you need because they're in your head. The bad news is they're swirling around in your brain so quickly that you can't make any sense of them. So in this situation, the best thing you can do is take a step back, let things slow down so that you can start to make sense of them. And this starts with taking the pressure off yourself, which is mistake number three. So mistake number three, putting too much pressure on yourself to find your passion and purpose. So this leads nicely on from mistake number two. We can put pressure on ourselves for many different reasons, but the ones I hear most from my clients are, I hate my job and I need to find my passion now so I can get out of here and be happy. Like, I see other people doing work they love and I want that for myself. Or, I feel like I'm running out of time and I'm behind with where I'm meant to be in life. So that you put pressure on yourself to figure out your purpose and to catch up. Well, putting pressure on yourself has the opposite effect to what you're trying to achieve. It'll just make it harder and harder for you to work out your purpose. And those puzzle pieces in your brain will be whizzing around at super speed as you get angry and frustrated that you can't figure things out. So let's debunk these so you can take the pressure off. You can leave your full-time job and get a new job at any time. You don't need to wait till you've found your purpose. And if your job's negatively affecting your mental health, then you should seriously look at your options for getting another job until you work out what you want to do. Or you can start a business right now with knowledge and experience you already have, even if you don't know your passion and purpose. This could be a great option for you, especially if you love helping other people. So listen to episode 15 of this podcast, where I go into this idea in more detail. The second way that we put pressure on ourselves was that we see other people doing work they love and we want that for ourselves. So just know that we're all on our own journey and we'll get to where we want to be in the right time. You can find your purpose and you can make money doing something you love. You will get there. And being aware of these mistakes that you're making that I'm telling you about in this episode will help you. The third way of putting pressure on ourselves is that you feel like you're running out of time and you're behind with where you're meant to be in your life. Let me tell you first, you're not behind in your life. There aren't any rules about what we have to have done by which age or in which order. If there were, most people would be breaking the rules. The journey that you're on right now is creating all of these puzzle pieces that you need to be able to work out your purpose. So embrace your journey. If you try to force bits or skip bits, then you'll have to try and make your jigsaw puzzle with missing pieces, and you'll make it even harder for yourself. So have you been making any of these mistakes? If you have, then don't beat yourself up about it. It's normal to do these things. We're human after all. So let me tell you what you should try instead. It's super simple, but don't let that fool you. It's super powerful too. Firstly, take the pressure off. Realise the journey is essential to find your passion and purpose. The journey that you're on is the essential part. And you need to experience the things you're going through right now to be able to get the clarity you need. So embrace the journey you're on and be open to trying different things, because then that way you can't fail to get the answers you're looking for. Secondly, stop the noise. Stop consuming every random thing that you can get your hands on and think about what it is that you really need to know right now. Do you need that free challenge on how to build a business when you don't even have your business idea? Do you need that podcast about how to hit seven figures when you need to work on getting your first client first? Fear of missing out is real. But the books and podcasts and challenges are all still going to be there when you need them. Get super smart about what you do consume and let your brain calm down and take a rest. When you do this, make sure you're on the lookout for clues about what your puzzle pieces are, because this is when they will start to pop up. And thirdly, choose some activities to do that will help you reconnect with yourself, with what you really want, with how you're feeling. Some great things to try are meditation, journaling, just taking 5 minutes each day to sit quietly and connect with your senses. So to sit down somewhere and think about what you can see, what you can hear, what you can feel, what you can smell, what you can taste. doing something creative. This can literally be anything. And even making a list of the things that make you happy and then challenging yourself to sprinkle these throughout your day. This approach I've just described will give your brain the space it needs to start to bring the pieces of your puzzle to the surface. And you'll actually be able to notice them when they do surface. And as you do this, you'll find more and more pieces of the puzzle and you'll start to see connections between them and get the clarity that you need. So I hope you've had some aha moments while you've listened to this episode. And I also want to tell you that I'm launching my brand new coaching program that I've created for women who have tried everything, but they just can't find their purpose and passion. I know what it feels like to be so fed up of being stuck because you just can't figure this stuff out. Stuck in a job you hate, stuck making money in a way that feels so draining and exhausting, stuck not being able to follow your dreams. But I also know what it's like when you do figure this stuff out. It feels like a weight's been lifted from your shoulders. You feel excited about the future. You can see a clear path ahead of you that you're ready to take your first steps onto. You can finally say, this situation is only temporary for me, about the day job you hate. And knowing I had a plan and it was only a matter of time before I could leave my job instantly made it so much easier for me to cope with my soul-sucking day job because I had a new mantra that I could tell myself every day. I'm taking everything I've learned on my own journey and packaging it into a 10-week coaching program so that I can help you to step into your purpose and make a game plan for you to free yourself from your soul-sucking day job. This isn't a course where I'll just give you loads of information and leave you to it. It's a coaching program, so I'm there with you, coaching you throughout the whole 10 weeks. I've designed these weeks to be truly life-changing, and I would love for you to be part of it. So all you need to do right now is pop me an email at hello@myjourneytofearless.com and just write purpose in the subject and then I'll send you some more information. And I've put this email address in the show notes for you. If you're sick of being stuck in life or a job you hate because you can't find your passion and purpose, do this one small thing today to show yourself you're serious about figuring this stuff out. Send me an email, I'll send you some information, and we can take it from there. So I look forward to replying to your emails, and I will be back on Monday with another episode of the podcast.